In 2002, when Elon Musk proposed rockets that could land themselves, aerospace veterans laughed. The physics seemed impossible, the economics absurd. Today, SpaceX Falcon rockets routinely perform this impossible feat. This transformation didn't happen through genius alone, but through visionary leadership, the ability to anticipate possibilities beyond current realities and inspire others to realize them. Rob Jan DeYoung's Anticipate offers a practical framework for developing this elusive quality. Unlike texts that merely extol vision's importance, DeYoung provides concrete methods for cultivating foresight through deliberate practice. His approach has earned praise from executives at Microsoft, Google, and other forward-thinking organizations who recognize that in today's rapidly changing landscape, anticipation isn't just advantageous, it's essential for survival. Despite vision being central to leadership, few executives claim to have one, creating a paradox where vision is considered essential yet remains uncommon. This scarcity persists despite clear demand, with employees consistently citing lack of clear vision as their primary leadership complaint. Many wrongly view vision as mystical or innate, like Jobs's charisma, rather than a developable skill. Short-termism remains the biggest barrier. Even after 2008's financial crisis, 63% of managers face pressure for short-term profits, with 79% focusing on two-year returns, though 86% believe longer horizons would improve performance. As Harvard's Bill George warns, prioritizing short-term numbers over strategy leads to business failure. Powerful visions serve four purposes: showing the path forward, Dubai's transformation, stretching imagination, Kennedy's moon landing, challenging status quo, IKEA's design democratization, and energizing through shared purpose. Vision combines rational guidance with emotional engagement, embodying Aristotle's persuasion modes: logos, logic, pathos, emotion, and ethos, integrity. When leaders' actions misalign with their vision, words become hollow. Imagination, the ability to create new mental images, is essential for visionary leadership. While natural in childhood, this capacity often diminishes as social pressures demand conformity and maturity. Our brains process 11 million bits of sensory data per minute, but consciously handle only 40. To cope, we use mental frames, schemas, that simplify information based on experience. These shortcuts prevent overload but can restrict creative thinking and distort perception. We get trapped by frames in two ways: unconsciously seeking confirmation of existing beliefs while filtering out contradictions, and becoming increasingly rigid in our viewpoints as confirming evidence accumulates. These frames eventually become eternal truths that blind us to alternatives. This pattern explains Kodak's failure to adapt to digital photography. Executives couldn't imagine a world without printed images, especially when film margins were 60% versus digital's 15%. When faced with cognitive dissonance, we typically reject new information rather than revise our beliefs. Breaking free requires intentional effort. Edward de Bono's lateral thinking techniques, like the random entry tool and provocation method, help challenge assumptions. The "what would Google do" approach offers fresh perspectives by considering how innovative companies might tackle your challenge. Visionary capacity is a learnable skill built on two dimensions: seeing things early, spotting initial signs of change, and connecting the dots, creating coherence from future possibilities. These dimensions form a matrix with four archetypes: followers, weak at both; trend hoppers, good at early signals, poor at narratives; historians, excellent at narratives but backward-looking; and visionaries, excel at both seeing signals and crafting future stories. Trend hoppers spot every new technology but lack strategic coherence, jumping from blockchain to AI to metaverse without direction. Historians expertly explain past events but only after they've occurred, crafting narratives in hindsight rather than foresight. True visionaries master both abilities. Consider Steve Jobs, who recognized the potential of graphical interfaces at Xerox PARC, seeing early, and transformed that insight into a vision of computers as personal creative tools, connecting dots. Both dimensions share traits: future orientation, imagination, exploration, and positive engagement with uncertainty. However, they develop differently. Seeing change requires skilled signal filtering, while connecting dots demands integration of signals into coherent visions. Like Wayne Gretzky skating to where the puck will be, seeing things early isn't about prediction, it's about heightened awareness of changing realities. Warren Bennis calls this adaptive capacity, the ability to distinguish signals from noise and respond intelligently to change. Think of a car crash. Between realizing something's wrong and the inevitable impact lies your window for response. Since you can't control the impact point, expanding response time requires recognizing signals earlier through focused attention. Cisco Systems exemplifies this through CEO John Chambers' market transitions, subtle shifts detected years before mainstream awareness. By staying receptive to customer insights about emerging technologies, Cisco has maintained leadership amid disruption. Future priming enhances early detection through observation exercises that reveal previously unnoticed details. It uses future facts, specific manifestations of potential change, as mental hooks for detecting weak signals. Instead of discussing China's growing global role, a future fact might state, "Chinese language becomes mandatory in 25% of U.S. high schools by 2030. Even the best vision requires compelling communication. Three key factors are concise messaging for maximum impact, positive yet realistic communication, and future-oriented framing that emphasizes destination over past. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address demonstrates this masterfully. In just 272 words, he transformed tragedy into hope for America's future. His forward-looking phrases, "dedicated to the unfinished work" and "the great task remaining before us," converted grief to purpose, while his rhythmic words about government, of the people, by the people, for the people, endure today. Language shapes emotion and memory. Strong workhorse verbs create deeper impact. Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech exemplifies this through vivid metaphors like "bank of justice" and "sunlit path of racial justice," imagery that elevates audiences through imagination. Stories enhance receptivity and make information memorable. Facts within stories are 20 times more memorable than facts alone. Personal anecdotes transform abstract data into data with a soul that drives action while authentically connecting head to heart. Developing visionary leadership is a continuous process of reformulating your story and integrating new insights. The journey requires practice and reflection to develop responsible leadership that provides authentic direction while engaging emotions. By cultivating both aspects of visionary capacity, seeing things early and connecting dots, you can anticipate change and guide purposeful decision-making. When aligned with your authentic self and core values, your vision becomes both intellectually compelling and emotionally resonant. In today's environment of relentless short-termism, visionary capacity isn't a luxury. It's essential for navigating complexity. Through practices like future priming and scenario planning, your ability to envision compelling futures strengthens, enabling more purposeful leadership. Remember that visionary leadership is available to anyone willing to see possibilities where others see problems and connect dots to reveal new patterns. By developing anticipatory skills, you become a leader who shapes change rather than merely responding to it.